All right, today's daf, actually, Aziz Basileli sponsored the daf Yomi from Shabbat through tonight on the occasion of the Yort site of Sarah Bat Moshe Cohen. I should have mentioned her earlier in the week, but he definitely sponsored all of those evenings. All right, now, I'll do six lines from the Mishnah or seven lines from the Mishnah. Then today we're in daf Chavchet, 28a, Sota. So I'm going to go over a few lines from the Mishnah from yesterday. And then we'll take it down into today's Gemara. Okay, so the first lines in the Mishnah say, "Shem Shamayim Bot Kinota, Kachamayim Bot Kinoto." Just like the water examined the woman who's accused of having an adulterous affair, they also inspect him. It's not too clear from the Mishnah who him is, but the Gemara is going to explain. It means the adulterer. So just like she gets this test with the water, so even though he doesn't drink any of the water, but the test applies to him as well, so that if she's going to die, he's going to die. Okay? Shenemar uvau uvau. It says uvau uvau, and the Gemara is not clear on what the limud is, uvau uvau. Either is it that there's an extra vav, it could say ba'u, and it says uvau, or is it that ba'u ba'u is repeated twice, and the Gemara will clarify that. Then a few more lines in the Mishnah. Shem shasru the ba'al, kachasru the bo'el. Just like the woman is prohibited, the woman who commits adultery is prohibited on the husband, so too she's permitted prohibited on the adulterer. Shenemar, nitma v'nitma de Rabbi Akiva. So within Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be clear, the Gemara is going to explain that it's the extra vav. It says v'nitma, it could have said nitma, so mela, it means that there are two people she's prohibited on, and we'll explain this as well, we'll elaborate this more in the Gemara. I'm just going over the Mishnah a little bit from yesterday. So Am Rabbi Yeshua, Kache Doresh Zechariah ben HaKatzav. So Rabbi Yeshua says that's the way Zechariah ben HaKatzav darshan the Psukim. But the Mishnah says Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that he has to drasha differently. Shnei Pamim Amurim Beparsha Nitma V'Nitma. It says twice Nitma. He says once it says V'Nitma, but it says twice Echadabal V'Echadaboel. And let me just say it on Rashi points out at the end of this Rashi that goes on the next piece of the Mishnah, Bo Bayom. So we know that the Gemara in Sechet Brachot goes over the incident when they removed Rabbi Gamliel to be the Nasi, and then they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and then the Beis Medrash increased, and they were able to explain a lot of sugyas. But at the end of that Rashi says, "V'hadikatani lahafa nira beinai dahak drasha nitma v'nitma d'leil nami boba yahavoi." He Rashi thinks that when Gemara had this drasha nitma nitma, that also was discussed on Bo Bayom, on that day they removed Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, so that's the part of the Mishnah that you did yesterday. Now we're going on today's Gemara. Everybody good so far? Everybody happy? Okay, now the bottom line in the Gemara on Pub Zion would be, so the Gemara says, Oto Laman. So the Tan of the Mishnah said, Shem Shemayim Bot Kinota, Kachamayim Bot Kinoto. Just like the water checked her, they checked him. So the Gemara says, Oto Laman, who's him? Who's him? We've got two candidates. Him could be husband or him could be paramour. She says, Ilayim Labal, if we'll say maybe it means they'll check the husband out. So Baal Mayadik, what did he do? He says, V'chitema, maybe we'll say like this, on the top line of Chav Tenman Aleph, Di Ite Avon Bat Kilei Maya. Perhaps it means if he the husband committed an Avera, what would the Avera have been? Let's look at Rashi. Di Ite Avon Shabal Lel Afar Shinistra. If he had relations with his wife after she was alone with Ploni, then she's prohibited to him. So then he'd be violating halacha. So perhaps the Tana of the Mishnah means, just like the water is checked her, the wife, see whether she committed an adulterous affair, they check the husband to see whether he violated the dinim by having relations with her. We think that way. wait, please. I need everybody muted. One second. Let me help you out. One second. I'll help you out anyway. There we go. Well, you can cough, but just not into the microphone. Okay. The Yitvei Avon Bakti Le Maya, he says, so the Yitvei Avon Bidide Bakti Le Maya, the Dida. So the Gemara says, if he has an Aveira like that, would the water even ever check her out? Now, again, the Mishnah says, Shem Shemayim Bot Kinota, Kachamayim Bot Kinoto. If they check her out, they check him out. If they don't check her out, they're not going to check him out. So he says, the Gemara says, if he has an Aveira, would the water even check her out? It says, Vahatanya, we learn in the Braisa. Look at this on line three, welcome. It says, Vahatanya, we learn in the Braisa. The Nikaha Ishmei Avon, the man will be absolved of Avera, Vahisha Hahit Sarabona. And this woman will bear her iniquity. The Gemara darshens out, Vizmansha Ishmanu Kamei Avon, when the husband is free of Avera, Hamayim Bok Kanisho. Eina Ishmanu Kamei Avon, if the husband is not free of Avera, meaning, if he had had relations with her, for example, after the stira, ena mayim bokim nisho. So the water would, the whole water would be inert. So again, we're on chafen amin aleph on the sixth line. So the Mishnah said, k'shem shemayim bokim ota, kachamayim bokim oto. Just like the water checks her out, they check him out. But the question is, who's him? So the Gemara thought maybe him is the husband, meaning if the husband had done an aveira by having relations with her after Stira, after she had been alone. So maybe the water checks him out. But the Gemara says, but if he had relations with her, the water is like inert, doesn't check her out. When it's just doesn't check her out, it's just not going to check him out. So on line six, B'ela L'boel. So the Gemara says, well, using the process of elimination, the only two men that we could think that would be involved would possibly be the husband, or else the paramour. So maybe it's the paramour. But the Gemara says, Litni Kitakani Seifa. But why does the Tana refer to the paramour as Oto? The Tana should be consistent. If we look at the next line of the Mishnah says, Shem Sha'asur L'Baal, Kachasur L'Boel. So the Tana knows how to refer to the Boel. He says, Boel. So how come here in this line he says, Oto? And then a line later he says, Boel. So the Gemara says, the Olam L'Boel. So the Gemara says, no, in Achinami, the Tana means the Boel. The water will check him out, the adulterer. Bereisha, I did Tana Ota, Tani Oto. In the Reisha, if we're referring to the wife as her, refer to the husband as him. That's Oto and Ota. He says, Seifa, the next line of the Mishnah, I did Tana Baal. So if we're referring to the husband, so Tana Nami, Boel. So then in contradiction to him, we refer to the Boel. In other words, Shem Shasur the Baal, Tach Shasur the Boel. When I refer to the husband as Baal, I refer to him as Boel. But when I'm referring to Oto and Ota, Ota is the wife, Oto is the paramour. Okay, so again, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll move on. We'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So the first halakha mission was that just Shem Shemayim Bo Kinota, Kachamayim Bo Kinoto. Just like the water checks her out, so it checks him out. So who's him? So the Gemara ends up saying him is the adulterer. So it means that, and I assume we have some satisfied women at the Zoom level, that just like the adulterer gets checked out, and she'll, like, you know, whether her limbs will, you know, her stomach will swell and her hip will, what's the expression he uses? The hip will
collapse.
So too, the adulterer the same way. That will happen to him as well. Okay, who's your questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
Fern does.
Yeah, what does Fern
have? Fern has the for this to work for the Isha Sota, she had to have been warned by the husband, right? Not to go into Sira. So does this, well, we've eliminated the Baal. So let's go to the Boel. Does the Boel for whom these waters, Botkimoto, does he need to have had Hatra'a?
No, we don't give Hatra'a to the men. We only give Hatra'a to the women, Fern. Yeah. Isn't that the way this works in Halakha? That the women get favored position, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it could be unsubstantiated.
He doesn't get special warning, but she gets the warning. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Okay. Let's keep moving. All right. So we're on Chav Chet Amin Aleph. We're around 10 lines down. Okay. Now the Gemara brought the proof that the water is going to, you know, inspect or test the woman and test out the adulterer. And it helps to have a chumash for this, and of course I have a chumash for you, Mayor, if you like. Here we go. Or if it could be, you have, okay. So, and if you have a chumash, it helps to open up to page 754 in the article. Okay? So it says, Shinemar uva uva'u. Now, we don't know what the limit is, uva uva'u. We don't know. It can mean one of two things. It can either mean, it could have said ba'u, and it says uva'u. That might be one way to learn that it's the extra vav. Or it says twice, actually says three times in the Torah, uva'u. So maybe it's referring to the repetition where it's got more than one pasuk that it says uva'u. So we're going to clarify that up first, and then we'll clarify more with Lulav. Does Tana mean that the Torah could have said ba'u, and it says uva'u, so he's doresh the vav, is that what it means? Oh, uva'u ba'u kamar. Or perhaps what the Mishnah means, it says more than once, it says uva'u. And if, again, we look in the Chumash, so it has the article Chumash, so it says, chavchet, one second. Chavchet, okay. So yeah, I'm sorry, so make it page 756. So in Pasuk Chavchet, and that's thanks to Yosef, it says Pasuk Chavchet, uva'u amai mamri ma'ilab mi'ayach, chavchet ha'lapil reich. And then, chavchet, it says uva'u amai mamri ma'ayim. And the third one is, and then Chav Zayin also. Okay, so it says three times, it says uva uva. So is the limud that even it was in one pasuk, it could have said ba'u, it says uba'u, or is limud that it repeats about? So let's say we're back in the Gemara. He says, Tashma, shem shasur the ba'al, kachasur the ba'al. So the next line in the Mishnah says, just like the woman who is, this accused woman, or and is prohibited on her husband, he's prohibited to the adulterer. Shneimar nitma'a v'nitma'a. So it says nitma'a v'nitma'a. So we think that nitma'a v'nitma'a is that it's the bav, we're dorish. That's what we think shot is. So the Gemara says not so pashut. But dying tiboy, I still have a question. Is nitma'a nitma'a kamar? Is the limud that it says nitma'a more than once? He says, "Oh, nitma binitma kamar." Or is that the same question I have? Uba, I got this question. Nitma. So Tashma, midikatani seifa. So I could deduce the answer to that question from the next line in the Mishnah. He says, "Rebbe Yomer shnei pamim mor parsha nitma binitma echad the baal echad the boel." Rebbe says befurash that the limud is that it says it twice. In other words, that's what Rebbe says. So Mechwald, Rabbi Kiva Bave Kedarish. So therefore, if Rabbi Kiva is Mechulach with him, Rabbi Kiva must be Dorish above him. Hilcha, okay, so, let's pause for a second and digest what we just did. So the Gemara assumes that it's Rabbi Akiva who is the previous line of the Mishnah as well. So when it says on line 3 of the Mishnah, is it line 2 of the Mishnah, Uva'u Va'u, we assume that's Rabbi Akiva, he's Dorish above him, so it's the extra Vav, it could have said Ba'u, it says Uva'u. And then Nitma, Vinitma is also the Vav, and that's from Rabbi Akiva. And then Rabbi is Darish where it repeats the word more than once. Okay, that's where we're hoping. Right. And we're gonna clarify some more, hopefully. Okay, everybody good so far? Everybody happy? All right, moving on. All right. Now, and again, it helps to have a Chumash open. If you have the Arshul Chumash, please open it to page 756. Okay. So okay, now, the Gemara says, we're Hilkach, so around five lines below the Aleph in parentheses. Hilkach, the Rabbi Kiva, Chita Kroi Kiva. So the Gemara says, now that we clarified the Rabbi Kiva's Dorish Levavim, it comes out that Rabbi Kiva really has six Limudim from these Psukim. In other words, it's going to say three times Uvau, three times it says Uvau. So each one could have said Ba'u, that's three Limudim. And then it says uba'u three times, another three. So I have six limudim from the psukim. So we got to clarify first how Rabbi Kiva darshan from the psukim. So hilchak Rabbi Kiva shita kroy kiva. Chad l'tzavah didah, v'chad l'tzavah didah. So the tzavah, I think, is in Pasuk Chabdalet. So tzavah means where Hashem directs that the water in Pasuk, if you look in Pasuk Chabdalet, this Perek Hei Pasuk Chabdalet, chapter Hei, verse 24. So it says, Hashem directs that the water will be bitter water. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that's going to be the impact of the water. That's the tzavah. So the way that Rabbi Kiva is Dorish the Psukim, so one is directing if it's vis-a-vis the man, and one is directing vis-a-vis the woman. In other words, it's going to impact on both of them. So Hashem is directing the water in some way to impact on both of them. Obviously, with the man, it's not working physically, it's working, spiritually, it's impacting, but that's the way it's going to work. Okay, let's take further in the Gemara. Chal tzavah v'chal tzavah didei. Then, chad la'asi didah v'chal la'asi didei. Then, It says in Pasuk Tavzayim, it says, After Chavzayin, yeah. So in Chavzayin, it says, "Vaitan is mabal b'yisha uvawa my marin marin." So here, then Hashem is first. He's directing the water will behave this way. Then he's guaranteeing that the water, you know, will have that impact. That's the way it's. One is saying it should have the impact, and then he's guaranteeing it did have the impact. So if you look at Rashi, where's Rashi? He says, it's around 10 lines down, it's one line above the base in parentheses. He says, Shekashvarku goes there, Shebo, Amayim, Marim. One Pasuk Hashem decrees that the water will be like bitter waters for her. Behishkara, Yimayim, I told him, Bob Gomer, Vasiya, Kano, Diyaktub, at Yisrael, Tabab, Tiyah, Lahem, Shevtaku, Amayim, Ukam, Ti, Baba, Yitere, Harishet. So, The Pasuk of Zion is saying Hashem is promising that the water will behave that way. All right, let's see back on the Gemara. He says, so, Chad l'tzavad yidah v'chad tzavad yidah, Chad l'asiyah yidah v'chad asiyah yidah, then Chad l'yadiyah yidah v'chad l'yadiyah yidah. Then, one is like the notification. That's going back a couple days now. He says, Roma, Himayim, Amarillo, Tzvot Betan, V'lam Fil Yareich, that it's notifying the person that the water will be first the stomach and then the thigh. What's expressed in the thigh? What will happen to the thigh? Wow. Collapse, right. So then there was the stomach. In other words, later on in the Pesukim, it mentions the other way around. It says. So it says in Pasuk Kapalev, the Kohen says to her, mentions the thigh first, and then the stomach. So we had this earlier in the Masechta. The Gemara said that he did the thigh first because the woman, like, she shows the thigh to the guy, and then
the hana came from the thigh.
Right.
The
hana from the thigh first. But in terms of the impact, it's the stomach and then the thigh. So he makes notification. It's going to be stomach and thigh for her, and stomach and thigh for him. Okay? That's the way Rabbi Kiva will darshan all these psukim. Okay, now, so Mamela comes out from all these six drashas or the three psukim that it definitely applies to the woman and it applies to the paramour. And there's the promise that the water will behave that way and directing that the water will behave that way, the promise the water will behave that way, and that the order will be true. Okay, now, Rebbe is not Doresh Vavin. That's like a klal. So Rebbe Kiva is Doresh Vavin. Rebbe is not Doresh Vavin. Rebbe flocked to Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe learns. I only have three psukim to darsh things out. Chad l'tzava. So it'll be the same way, but just only her, not him. Chad l'tzava. One pasuk where Hashem is directing the water to impact, you know, the woman. The chad l'asiya. One where Hashem promises that the water will have that impact. The chad l'yidia. And then pasuk chapez that the woman is notified. Now, the Gemara asks the Rebbe, Shem Shemayim Bo Kinota, Tach Bo Kinota, Menale. So, how does Rebbe know this klal? The Gemara assumes that Rebbe describes this klal as well. How does Rebbe know the klal? Just like the water, you know, will inspect the woman, will inspect the paramour. Rebbe's learning all the psukim just talking about the woman. Where does he know that?
Having a conversation about that? Let's have them down.
No. That was all Rebbe Akiva. Rabbi Kiva learned that it says uvau, that it's in other words uvau, that I have the extra vav, but that Rebbe doesn't dorish the extra vav. Okay, so where is Rebbe? So Rebbe came to my book from Tomanale. If you look at the Rashi around 20 lines down, the Rebbe lo darish vave, he doesn't darish the vavim. Flata cry who just divay, it's only three psukim. The kula dida yidia vasiya v'tava. So all the psukim are talking about her. It's talking about, here it's the order of the psukim. Yediyah was in Pesach Chafez, that she's notified stomach and thigh. Then Ba'asiyah, that's really the last Pesach, that's Chafzayin, and Tzavah, that Hashem directs the water. Strange that he put that order in that way. All right, now, wait, hold on for three lines, we'll then look at you, okay? So the Gemara says, Rebbe, Shem Shemayim Bo Kinota, Tak Bo Kinota Menale. So Naftalei, meet the Tani. So the Gemara says, Rebbe learned it out, the same way that we learned from the following brisa. It says Latzvot Betem Blankil Yareid. So it mentions twice in the Psukim. Let's see the Psukim again. The same Psukim, I think. It says in Pasuk HaBeis, it says the water will come Latzvot Betem Blankil Yareid to expand the stomach and cause the thigh to collapse. And then it says later on, it says in Pasuk HaBzayin, that her stomach will expand and her thigh will collapse. So in Pasuk of Zion, it says her stomach, her thigh. In Pasuk Chaf Beis, right, Chaf Beis, in Pasuk Chaf Beis, it sort of mentions, doesn't say whose stomach and whose thigh, just as Bethan and Yareid. It could be, it doesn't say male, doesn't say female. So let's see back in the Gemara. So, Minali, so not only need the time, let's both back and love Kilyareich, Bitno be Recho Shoboel. So Rebbe learns that when it refers to Pasuk HaBeis, the Beten and the Areich, it's talking about the Boel. We wouldn't normally think of it, I think, when we would hear Kriyas Torah, but that's the way Rebbe understands the Pasuk. It's talking about the Boel, the adulterer. Atomer Bitno be Recho Shoboel, well, Bitno be Recho Shanabelet. Who says? Maybe it's talking about the woman. When it mentions later on in Pasuk of Zion, there it says her stomach and her thigh. What do I do with the earlier Pasuk that just refers to it without, you know, a subject? So that's the way Rebbe is going to learn that the water indeed will. Inspect him as well. Okay, we'll hold off with questions, and we'll just know the six lines, and then we'll summarize, we'll take questions, okay? So he says, the Idach is Rabbi Akiva. So what is Rabbi Akiva going to do with this limud that Rabbi just said? The Idach, Ahu, the Modalat Kohen, the Bethan Duresha of Ahadar Yarei. So Rabbi Akiva learned the first Pasuk that was sort of like gender neutral. He says that's just that the coin notifies her that first it's going to be the stomach and then the thigh will be impacted. So that she shouldn't cast aspersions against the water. In other words, if she's being impacted, you know, it's not the thigh first, like the coin said initially, and she should know that in the water that it impacts her would be stomach and then thigh. So he says, the Ida, so Rebbe would say, if that's all the Torah wanted me to teach me, in Kindatopra Bitna Virecha. So the Torah could have said, Bitna Virecha, her stomach and her thigh. My Bethan Viare, why does the Torah frame it like without gender? He says, Shmamina Leboel, that it wants me to understand that it's really the adulterer. The Ema Kula Haki Hidaato. So why don't I say that the whole Pasuk is just coming for that purpose, and it's nothing to do with notifying her about the order? In Cain, the Tho Bitno Virecho, which say his stomach and his thigh. My Beth and Viarech Shmominat Parti. So when it says Beth and Viarech, it's sort of like double darshing it out. On the one hand, the Kohen is notifying the woman it's going to impact the stomach and then the thigh. But at the same time, it's like a double entendre, the Pasuk could be understood as referring to the adulterer. And then, so it comes out like this. So Rebbe learned, everybody agrees there are three Pasukim when it says, Uva uva hamayim. But once Rebbe is able to have the drasha, then one of the pesukim is referring to the adulterer, and then so then he's able to understand that those pesukim are all referring to the adulterer. In other words, but differently than the way Rebbe Akiva. In other words, they're both really arriving at the same conclusion, but different roots. So Rebbe Akiva says uva uva three times, and then each one with a vav. So one set is for her, one set's for him. But that's the way Rebbe Akiva darshens. And Rebbe Akiva doesn't darsh. Rebbe doesn't darsh the vavs. So he says, "Yeah, but one of the psukim says beten and yare. It doesn't say bitna v'yarecha. That's like to allude. It's alluding to the fact that it's really the adulterer. So once he has like allusions to the adulterer, so all three psukim will also apply to adulterer. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did? Okay, I see Fern, Ruth, and we'll take in that order. Okay, and Yosef. Okay." What do you got for me, Fern? Let's do it.
The Boel, when he collapses and all of that, is that simultaneous with the Isha Sotah? In other words, if she's deferred for 3 years.
And it doesn't have to be, I don't think simultaneous, because remember, the woman Michael was saying, the woman could have a zechus, so she could stave off a year, two, or three.
That's what my question.
So he might not have a zechus, so he could be right away, and then she could be delayed, in fact.
But she doesn't go. He doesn't go down to Yerushalayim with this entourage.
Right. No.
So wherever he is, he can just
implode. Right. That's the way it seems. Okay. Now, Ruth, what do you got for me, Ruth?
Yeah. Fern knows what question I'm going to ask. Would you mind defining what part of the body is a thigh, if it applies both to the male and the female?
What do you mean the thigh? The thigh. You know what a thigh is.
What does the collapse of a thigh imply anyway?
So I don't know exactly, but it means like the thigh is going to become a mess. It's a, Michael says the pelvis. All right.
I think she's referring to the fact that in the Torah they use thigh for another part of the male body. It was Yerech when was it Abraham
Yaakov.
Put his Yaakov. Hand oh,
no,
under
no,
the
no.
Yerech.
He put his hand under his Yerech, but it meant let me see, I need to so much the what exactly what Rashi. So here I got the Rashi. Okay, let me take a look.
With Eliezer.
So there the Torah is using it, I think, as a euphemism.
But ladies, listen.
One second.
Lady gets the benefit of the zechuyot and the boel doesn't.
All right, I don't see it in the Rashi here, but Chazal do teach us that he was like where his bris was, but I assume it means that it's like a euphemism. The Torah says Yerach, but he really put it, you know, underneath his where the bris was. But here Yerach means Yerach, I think. All right. What?
Right. Wait, I'm not finished. But Yerech here, if it pertains both to the male and female,
it means
so
the
it's
thigh.
A different year.
Right, it means thigh. Here it means thigh. THIGH. Okay, now what's up?
I'm
looking
here because I thought if you go back to Tashima over here.
Yeah. Okay.
First with Tamar.
Yeah, I see it, yeah.
Okay, how do we explain this part? And we say, Rebbe learns extra verb. Rebbe Akiva learns the extra verb for both.
Right.
And Rebbe learns the extra word for both.
Right.
What is all this coming? Telling us
yeah, about? So first, so the Gemara didn't know that for sure initially.
Then
the Gemara says, via dying to by Nitma, Nitma Tamar, or Nitma Vinitma Tamar. So we don't know how that's going. So Tashma. So once I know that Rebbe holds twice. So once Rebbe holding wise, Rebbe Akiva is holding the extra vowel.
I know.
So what's the question?
The other question we just had was, how does Rebbe learn the husband is also tested? Wasn't that the question we just had right now?
What are you reading? Shemsha through the Baal, through the Baal, right?
So later on. And then the Rebbe and Shemsha after we.
Where are you in the Gemara? Point the line of the Gemara. I think you're much later than what you're referring to.
Your mind's down.
Yeah, the verse is Rebbe Shem Shemayim Bo Kunataka Bo Kunatamanale. How does Rebbe know that?
Why don't we say it was Uba Uba?
No. Uba Uba was Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe had no. And what? So we don't know what Rebbe's coming with that. We don't know where he's coming with that. In other words, all we know is that Rebbe Akiva learns Uba Uba that's an extra Uba. That I know. I don't know how Rebbe is learning anything.
Not from the extra word?
We don't know. We're going to find out how this is going to play out. And that's what the Gemara ends up Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm going to move forward now. Everybody ready? All right, let me see if I have some anything in sheets to comment here, and then we'll move on. All right, we'll do a little station identification, then we'll move on. Okay, now, the Sefer Alpha Beta cites the name of other authorities that the custom to wish l'chaim and to bless others with salvation, good health, can be traced to our Gemara. The Gemara elaborates the Mishnah statement that just like Shem Sheh Amayim, you know, bot kinota, kach bot kinota, just like they test the sota, they test the man, this means that assuming that they are guilty, when the sota drinks the bitter waters, the adulterer also begins to deteriorate. This indicates it's possible one person to take a drink for another person to be harmed, following the principle that goodness is dispensed in greater measure than punishment. In other words, mita tova, kach baruch hu, is more generous than mita ra'a. So here I see when a mita ra'a, you know, she drinks, then he's punished. So that means with mita tova, it could also be that somebody's drinking and somebody else gets benefit from it. It's logical to conclude that one could direct salvation, good health, to someone by wishing them l'chaim and blessing with salvation, good health. So he wants to say, like, you take a drink, and I say l'chaim, so it means right, that's what he wants to say. Another explanation of this custom is mentioned in Tikkuni Zohar. Tikkuni Zohar notes that the custom amongst Jews is that when drinking wine, one blesses his friend with the word l'chaim, and friend responds with the words, L'chaim Tovim Mum Shalom. The reason for the custom is that it is an attempt to rectify the sin of Adam, who introduced death into the world by drinking wine. So it means, I think he's saying, like, there's a question, what was the fruit that Adam Rishon had? So what do you want to pick? The grape. So he says, therefore, when drinking wine that the Torah permits, we wish one another L'chaim to state that this consumption should be for life, in contrast with drinking wine of Adam that was for death. So they drink wine and say l'chaim, although l'chaim, I think, is simply the hard liquor. It's way now. Okay, a related concept is cited in Likutei Maharich. He quotes the Itav Lev, who writes that generally speech diminishes a person's spiritual strength. The exception to this rule is when a person speaks words of Torah, his soul is restored. Torah Shem Tamim Shiva Nafesh. Since the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Ched indicates that drinking wine stimulates a person to speak, it emerges that when a person drinks wine, his life is in the balance. In other words, I'm going to start talking more, but I'm going to like let out my chias. You know, Tommy Major mentioned to me many years ago, he said like there's some medrash that says you have a certain number of words. Then when he uses up the words, then you don't live anymore. So he says, one who is not steeped in Torah will speak about useless matters and diminish his spiritual strength. The Torah scholars will be stimulated into a discussion of Torah, which will restore their soul. Thus the wine becomes a source of life. Okay, let me go on. All right, so now we're 10 lines from the bottom at the two dots. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Tachay Dor Safari, and Bakuli. So Tana Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Shuba Kanania. He says, yeah, that's the way that Safari Ben Akatsa, that's the way he did the drasha with the two bubs. But then Rabbi says, it mentions it twice. So Tana Rabbanan, Shosh Pabi Amur Baparsha, Nitma, 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 Lama. So now, again, let's go back to the Pesukim. So it says three times, let me get my 756 open again. So it mentions three times in the Pesukim, it says Vinitma. So it says, Chavtet. Okay. So, you Chavtet. Know, yeah, that's one Vinitma. Okay, let's go back in order. So Yud Dalet has Vinitma. Okay, so Yud Dalet has Vinitma. Behi lo nitma, that's lo nitma. But it says Vinitma, behi nitma, yeah. So Yud Dalet has it. And what's the second one?
Dalet has two.
Yeah, but I think, well, Chav Zayin has one. It says Chav Zayin im nitma, yeah. And what's the other one? And Chav Tet. Okay, so Yud Dalet, Chav Zayin, and Chav Tet. Okay, so we have Nitma three times. So the other was low Nitma. So let's go with the Nitma three times. Let's see back in the Gemara. So Tan Rabbanan, Shosh Pamim, Amor, Baparsha, Im Nitma, Nitma, V'Nitma, Lama. So why do you have to mention three times? Nitma, she's like Tmeya, means that she's in a certain category. Echad Labal, that she's Tamei Labal, means that she can't have relations with the husband. Echad Labal, she can't have relations with the adulterer. Echad Latruma, Tibur Rabbi Akiva. And then one for Truma, meaning that in this status, she cannot eat Truma, means even if she's a Bat Kohen, even if she was married to a Kohen, but if she's committing adultery or the shadow of doubt is remaining over her, she can't eat Truma. Just three times. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, but we don't know this yet. You see, this price is very, you know, puzzling. So there's like a line you have to add in here. So Rabbi Akiva learns, one of them says binitma'a. One of those two of them says binitma'a. Which one has it says binitma'a? Chavtet. So Chavtet says binitma'a. So Rabbi Akiva is dorish the vav. So the vav, he's got one more opening. With one more opening, he's dorish that this woman, let's say the husband would die before she drinks the water, the woman can never marry a Kohen. That's what Rabbi Akiva learns from that. So the Gemara here doesn't spell that out, but that's the way I'm explaining, like, based on the Maskana. That's the way you have to understand the Brises. So there's really four halakot that Rabbi Akiva understands from the three nitmas. There's three nitmas, and one is binitma, and that's that she can never marry a Kohen. So let's see back in the Gemara, the Gemara is quoting a Brisa. I'm Rabbi Ishmael. Kavakomer. So Rabbi Shmuel, he's not Doresh the Vavim. He's like Rebbe. He's not Doresh the Vavim. So that last limud about it being prohibited to a Kohen, can't learn it out from that. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Kavakomer. Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't need a Pasuk. I'll learn that halacha out from a Kavakomer. Uma Grusha Shmuter Latruma. Let's say a woman is a Grusha. Let's say she was a Bat Kohen. She married a Yisrael and then she got divorced and she has no kids. So she's a grusha, she's a divorcee. So she can never marry a Kohen, but she's muteret betruma because she's a bat Kohen, asur lakuna, but she's asur lakuna. Zusha asur betruma, this woman who's, you know, been, right, is, you know, he said, don't be alone, that she was alone with Pony, she's asur betruma, and odinisha asur lakuna, certainly asur betruma. Now, the Gemara doesn't understand what the connection with this line is with the previous line, but based on what I've explained, now you understand. So now Bryce takes up a slightly different topic, and let us be patient. Now, ma tam lomar, behi nitma, behi lo nitma. Now, the Bryce is bothered by, like, the earlier pasuk, that was pasuk, which pasuk, your days, what was? Which Yudalid? Okay, so if you look back at pasuk Yudalid, it says, v'yavar la ruach kinam kinidishto behi nitma, or v'yavar la ruach kinam kinidishto behi lo nitma, that the husband suspects the wife, and either behinit ma that she had, you know, in a extramarital relationship, or he suspects her and she didn't have an extramarital relationship. But it sounds like badai, we know one way or the other way. That's the way it sounds like when we translate the sukkah. So ma tamalomer behinit ma behinit ma. Behinit ma, if we know that she had an extramarital affair, lama shota, why does she have to drink the water? Behinit ma. And if we know that she did not have one, lama mashke, why does he give her the water to drink? So the Gemara says that what Sukkim really teaches me, we don't know. We're Masupak on the situation. So Magilakhtub Shasafek Asura. So the Torah is really teaching me that she's in a state of safek and she's prohibited to her husband. That's really what it's coming out. Until I remove this cloud of doubt over her, she's prohibited on the husband. Mikanatadan Lasheret. So from here, we can extrapolate a din by a sheretz. And again, we know there are eight shratzim. Remember, there's a perek in Shabbat, Eshmona shratzim. There are eight shratzim, like eight rodents or whatever, and then if they die, they're avatuma. We cannot undone the sheretz. So from here, we're able to extrapolate a din by the sheretz. Umas sota shlawasaba shoge kinezid bonus karatzon. The sota is less stringent, meaning shogig is different than mazed by a sota, by a woman. In other words, if she's at home alone at night and the man gets confused, she gets confused and they have a relation, they don't know what they're doing, that's not the same thing as mazed. He says, onus kratzon. And if somebody rapes her, that's not the same as if she voluntarily entered a relationship. Basaba sapek vadai. Nevertheless, the Torah makes the sapek like the vadai. In other words, by a woman, if the husband says, you know, I don't want you to be alone with X, then she's alone with X. The sapek is like prohibited, like the vadai. She's prohibited to the husband right now. sheretz, that's how it's shogeg mezid. Sheretz, it doesn't make difference if you touch the dead sheretz, it doesn't make difference if it's shogeg mezid tamei. But onus karatzo, it doesn't make difference. You know, didn't she has sepo sapek from page kabadak. So certainly the sapek should be like the badai. Let me just finish this limud and then we'll talk some more and we'll see where we're going with this. This is still a brisa. We haven't left the brisa yet. And then from where you're deriving this, it's from sota, we can extrapolate some other additional dinim. Ma sota v'shir yachid, av sheretz v'shir yachid. The sota, when did she get the status that she's prohibited on the husband? By definition, she was alone with the guy. That means it's a v'shir yachid. So the sapek arose in a v'shir yachid. We don't know what transpired when the door was closed. But that's a sapek, but she's prohibited on the husband, so we're mubarer everything. He says, so too, then, by the sheretz, we're going to say sapek tumer shus yachid smek otame. That's where we're headed. So the din by the sheretz is only going to be when it's in rishus hayachid. He says, umas sota devarshish without lishayel. And just like by the sota, it's talking about a person, in other words, the sapek happens to a person, you could ask them questions and things like that. Av sheretz devarshish without lishayel. This halacha will be true by the sheretz if, let's say, an adult, he's not sure he touched the dead sheretz. So, but I can ask him questions. So then, safik tumer shusha yachid, the safik will be safik with Tommy. But let's say it's a 2-year-old child. So his name was Asi Shal. So one was, so right, the Ritahor. Mikanam room, the varshish without lishal, but should yachid speko tame, should rob him speko tahor. Mishaim without lishal, bamber should yachid, should rob him. Sveiko Tower. So that's the end of the Brisa. So the Gemara says at the end of the Brisa that we're extrapolating the din that Safek Tum Rishus Yachid Sveiko Tame. That's what we're learning. I have a Safek Tumo in the Rishus Yachid in the private domain. So then that Safek will be Tame, and that we're deriving from the Sota. Now we're deriving from the Sota. Now, let me just say a few things, then we'll summarize the book. Okay, now.
Are you going downstairs?
I'm staying up here for now. One second. You wanted a break?
No, I wanted to, in case you forgot. That's
what. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, one second, let me get the page for this. One second. Yeah, here it is. Now, now he quotes here in footnote 1 in the art scroll, although the Bryce Smith's lesson in the Kalva Comer format, it doesn't literally mean the derivation is powered by this logic. There's an obvious refutation to the Kalva Comer. How can we compare ordinary question of Tumah Sota? His Sota, in other words, the case of Sota, I give a warning to the woman. She's alone with the guy. So it's logical that I have my questions whether she's Tumah or not. He says, by contrast, when the certainty is with the sheretz touch something, there's no reason to assume the contact did occur. In other words, here it's like smoking gun. In other words, tell her, don't be alone with Reuven. Then she's alone with Reuven. Yeah, I got questions whether she, had an adulterous affair with Reuven. With the dead sheretz, the person's not sure whether he touched the dead sheretz or not. It's nothing about Rhea one way or another way between the Shusiachid or Shusiachid or anything else. So he quotes over here two answers. He says, he's quoting from the Tosfos Shas. Says the true reason every possible tuma is treated like sota is halakha moshemi Sinai, which dictates laws of special tuma are governed by parents of the sota case. The Tosfos Shas says it's really not a kalva chomer because you can ask questions in kalva chomer. It's really halakha moshemi Sinai. Alternatively, since the Torah refers to sota as tamei or tamea. He says it indicates the case did a paradigm of the case of the questionable tumor. Hence the comparison is ordained, even though one might reason cases are dissimilar. Okay, so that's where we're at so far. Okay, who's it? We have a minute or two for questions, comments to us, and I'm gonna move on. Any questions, comments to us, anything I did so far? All right, let's move on. Okay, now I'm going a little further as far as that. Okay, now. Okay, three lines to the bottom. I want to get to the natural. There's a natural pause coming up. I want to get to. I don't want to have to repeat the whole daf tomorrow, so I want to get to a place all where right, I can pause. Right. Okay, so three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara doesn't understand the Bryson. We went through the Bryson before, like one part seemed, I didn't have, seemed to have one connection with the other part. First, the Braisa opened up that, according to Rabbi Akiva, it says three times, and it says the Nitma, or Nitma, one was the Baal, one's the Boal, one Truma. Then, Rabbi Shmuel starts talking about, I know the woman is prohibited not calling from a Kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm Rabbi Akiva Truma, Mahadala Yu Kuna. So Rabbi Akiva's talking about Truma, and he starts talking about Kuna, what doesn't seem like a non sequitur. But two, Rabbi Akiva Kuna Manali, in addition to which, where Taka does Rabbi Akiva learn this halakha that this woman is prohibited? Let's say the husband would die before she drinks the water. Where does Rabbi Akiva know the din that she's prohibited on a kohen? Maybe I'll say like this. Rabbi Akiva will say, it's self-evident that she cannot be involved with a kohen. I don't need a pasuk. Why? Top line of Chaptenim and Aleph. Treyasaba safik zona kizona. That we're treating her, in other words, vis-a-vis relations with the husband, even though we're mesupa, we say you can't. So maybe it's like saying, so she's got like a status of a zona. That's what we're thinking. So the Gemara says, let's look at Rashi, last Rashi in the previous Amud. In other words, as a matter of logic, she's prohibited. That is, we're treating her like a badai zona, like she's prohibited to her husband. So in other words, if I say she's prohibited to the husband, she's like a zona. So a zona can't marry a kohen. So maybe that's why. So the Gemara says, but trumanami lo tibai kra. So if that's Rabbi Akiva's logic, then he shouldn't need a limud that she can't eat truma. If she's a zona, let's look at the Rashi, she can't eat the truma either. Let's top line of Rashi. We know that by truma, a zona is prohibited from having truma. Says ubakoin ki tiela izar. If bakoin is involved with somebody else, ki tibayel izar. It's lahi betruma kadashim. Ki tibayel izar. It's la. If she has relations with somebody who's a czar to her, he betrumana kadashim lo tochel. So she can't truma kadash, can't eat truma. Vein lecha pasul de domizek, she eishish v'nibla lacher. Rabbi Akiva mehaik pranafel v'yivamot, kol apsul in pasli. Rabbi Akiva learns in Yivamot that all the people who were pasul, they pasul this woman, barach nami, lo tafsi b'hu kidushin, and he says, and if Kedushin not tofes, that's certainly the case. Came to Rabbi Akiva and Kedushin tofes and b'shem psul, l'mashmalei kitiyah l'shon havayel. So Rashi, in other words, Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn kitiyah. I can understand that she's marrying somebody, but Rabbi Akiva is not going to learn that way because he holds that somebody's prohibited on any level, Kedushin not tofes. So let's see back in the Gemara. So now the article says here, since Rabbi Akiva does require a pasuk to qualify the suspected source being truma, your reasoning is obviously wrong. That's her treat of suspected stuff like a confirmed one, as far as prohibiting her to her husband, does not automatically lead to the conclusion she's disqualified for being truma, nor can lead to the conclusion she's disqualified for marrying into the kahuna. Meaning, he says in the footnotes, you can argue, perhaps the Torah instituted, this is footnote 3, perhaps the Torah instituted the presumption of guilt only in regard to her defilement of her marital bond, which is stringent context. He says, but in regard to truma or the kuna, which are more lenient contexts, we apply the principle of chazaka and treat her as still in previous undefiled state. So maybe that would be the thinking. So this is back to the Gemara, line 3. Ella, Rabbi Akiva, arba'a, krai ktive. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, again, said nitma three times, one said binitma. So Rabbi Akiva has four drashos. Ella, Rabbi Akiva, arba'a, krai ktive. Chad lebal, v'chad leboel, v'chad lekuna, v'chad letruma. So he's got only mudim. Rabbi Shmuel, tlat to krai ktive. Rishmael isn't Dorish Lavavim, so he's got three psukim, Kalabal, Kalaboa, Kalatruma, Ukuna Ati, Bakabakomer. So he has to learn the Kuna with this Kabakomer. Okay, now let me just do, you're leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just do a little bit of the Torah here, and then we'll take it down. Okay, now, one second. All right, let me do a story. We said if the husband is free of Aveira, if the husband's not free of Aveira, if the husband had relations with his wife after the Tinu and Stira, the water's not going to test her. So many years ago, in a small town, people lived quite harmoniously. The town had a Jewish baker, a Jewish dairyman, and so on. When the baker needed butter, which was often the case, he would go to the dairyman and purchase a kilogram block. Once, when he purchased his usual measure of butter, he was struck that it seemed to be quite a bit lighter than a full kilo. The baker was very practiced at weighing the amounts by feel, since he needed to put the same amount of flour and water to produce equal breads of consistent quality every time he baked. The baker figured it was a fluke, however, and waited for his next purchase to see if the measure would be off again. On the following occasion, he was sure that he was being cheated. By the third time, the baker couldn't control his anger and confronted the dairyman. He accused, "I'm paying you for a kilogram, so why are you selling me much less? Maybe your scale is off." "This stick of butter is a kilo," replied the indignant dairy seller. "If you think it is less, take me to a din Torah." Since the baker had plans to travel that very day to a nearby city, where he would have access to a very accurate scale, he took the butter along and weighed it. What he saw infuriated him. The butter weighed precisely 800 grams. The baker didn't waste a moment. He hurried home and summoned the dairyman to a din Torah. The baker declared, "I weighed this butter on the accurate scale in the city. Although he claims it's a kilo, it's actually 800 grams. The dairy seller still denied it. "I will bring the count away from my scales, and your honors can see for yourselves that I perpetrated injustice." He re-entered the court holding a loaf of bread in his hand. "I purchase this bread from our friend here every day. As everyone here knows, he claims it's a kilogram loaf. If you place my butter against this bread on the scale, you will see the two are exactly." So in other words, he's taking a loaf that the baker had given him. The baker's face turned deep red with embarrassment. How could he present a claim against the dairyman when his kilo loaf weighed precisely 800 grams? On today's daf, we find the Sotah waters would not punish even a guilty wife if her husband was also guilty. We can learn an important lesson from this. Let's make sure we are really innocent of the outrages of others before we accuse them of wrongdoing. Like Mum Shabachal, Mar Lachabrach. Okay, I think I'm going to call it a day with this. Everybody good? Okay, let me end the recording. And again, today's daf was sponsored, and all the dafim since Shabbos have been sponsored by Aziz Basileli on the occasion of the yahrzeit of Sarah Bat Moshe Kohen, Zichrona Lebracha. All right, let me end the recording.